This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Early voting in the 2020 general election has oats. A record number of mail-in ballots are expected to be cast for the November 3rd election after states expanded absentee voting in response to the pandemic. Voters seem to be avoiding any lines or problems at the polls on Election Day. Texas, Montana, and North Carolina lead the charge. NASA's big announcement on Monday said water has been discovered on the moon, outside of the polar caps. The water was spotted near the Clavius crater, one of the largest crater formations on the moon. In fact, you can see it with your naked eye. Casey Hannibal, lead author of the study, said there are between 100 and 400 parts per million of water, or roughly equivalent a 12-ounce bottle of water within 1 cubic meter of lunar soil. The Los Angeles Dodgers are the newest World Series champions and will take home the Commissioner's Trophy after defeating Tampa Bay 3-1 Tuesday night. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
After Americans claimed censorship by big tech over Hunter Biden's revealing laptop emails, the CEOs of Facebook, Google, and Twitter released statements on Tuesday that warn against repealing Section 230. That's the statute that protects the social networks from liability. The CEOs are meeting with the Senate Commerce Committee Wednesday. Ongoing fires in Southern California has triggered mandatory evacuation orders, affecting more than 100,000 people. The Silverado Fire and Blue Ridge Fire have burned more than 10,000 acres. The two fires in Orange County are part of a record-breaking fire season in California, where at least 8,000 fire incidents have burned more than 4 million acres and killed 31 people. Another night of unrest in Philadelphia. This comes after the police shooting death of Walter Wallace Jr. on Monday afternoon in the middle of a West Philly street. The 27-year-old armed with a knife and shot by two officers during a confrontation. Authorities said he ignored repeated warnings to drop the weapon and charged towards the officers. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If all goes well and rain doesn't dampen Texas Motor Speedway Wednesday, NASCAR will move on to Martinsville. Driver Denny Hamlin talks about the Martinsville magic.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you that we've not been as strong on the short tracks this year as what we were last year. I think we finished in the top five in every short track last year. I'm confident we've run strong at times, but other times we've not. Like earlier in Martinsville was a very shock for us. Well, it wasn't a shock because I got an email an hour before the race saying essentially we were going to be terrible because our data was wrong. I think that, you know, we really adapt well as a team and we handle the information that we get really well. So I think certainly I'm optimistic and not going to look at the spring and say, oh man, we were awful there. What have we done to change that? Like, I've got smart enough people working within our team that I'm pretty confident that we can go there and contend for a win, and that race essentially never happened. So it's so hard to draw parallels between previous success or failures to current results.
The race is scheduled for 2 p.m. Eastern, Sunday on NBC. The Los Angeles Dodgers are World Series champions again, the first time since 1988, with a 3-1 win in Game 6 over the Tampa Bay Rays. Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner was removed from Game 6 of the World Series in the top of the eighth inning because he tested positive for COVID-19. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, and it's also great to have the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, the one and only, no baloney, James Hurston. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Oh, doing great. There's optimism breaking out all over the place. You know, people are feeling that they shouldn't listen to the establishment, as the president calls it, the media cartel.
Right.
I love that name.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's quite fitting.
I mean, we have never seen the level of censorship and dishonesty from the media in history, in any presidential election, but even in any event in history. And but somehow the truth breaks through, and there's some polling companies that really don't want to be part of the scam of trying to suppress the Trump vote. And then all of a sudden they come out with these numbers, and it shows president starting to either come even or slightly break ahead in every battleground state. Mm-hmm. Rasmussen shows president with a 52% approval, back at his highest level. Approval ratings are easier for people to give, and they tend to be a little bit more honest. But I would say that all the polls are overly pessimistic, even the ones that show Trump in the lead, that you could add 5 or 6 points to those polls. And that's why I think we're getting ready for a blowout.
Yeah. Well, when you consider that Gallup, and this is part of the counter polling that's going on right now, James, Gallup last week released their poll, and 56% of America said they're better off now than they were 4 years ago. That's a higher number than any president in the modern era who has been reelected, including Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, George W. Bush on his reelection, even Barack Obama. Much higher. And so how do you, I mean, to me, see, they're trying to balance out that and offer a counter narrative of what Gallup said when 56%. And, you know, you talk about tabletop issues. Last time I checked, I think, you know, the economy is right smack dab in the middle of that tabletop, is it not?
Absolutely. And that's the issue I was just talking about. You know, in other words, you say someone calls you and asks you, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Then people don't feel quite as intimidated. You know, they're not going to be called a racist for answering that they are better off. And therefore, those numbers are more legitimate. And the fact that they're that high, I mean, look, the Democrats right now are not acting like a party that's winning. They are acting like a party in panic. One of the things they're trying to do is use local officials to gin up coronavirus numbers so that they can suppress the Trump vote using lockdowns. You can see it all over the country, but especially in swing state. But the problem for them is, in my view, it comes down to a number of things. But one of the really significant things is the African-American vote.
Oh, it's huge.
We've never seen approval numbers in the African-American community this high for any Republican president. They're approaching 50%. They're in the high 40s.
Yeah.
In addition, of course, the president has laid down a track record that no Republican president has ever done, a track record of accomplishment for people in urban communities, but particularly African Americans. And then the big one is we've got a whole host of celebrities, of people who used to be Democrat, who are now Trump supporters, and they're athletes. But what's shocking to some people, not to me, but it's the hip hoppers, it's the rappers, and they're all getting backlash. So I wrote an article on this, and and my picture on jamesherson.com shows Ice Cube and 50 Cent in a picture together. Now, they happen to be at a basketball game in this picture, but those two guys shocked the world, in essence. Now, 50 Cent has pretty much endorsed President Trump. Ice Cube hasn't endorsed him, but was working with the Trump administration on the Platinum Plan, which uses really an extended version of Jack Kemp's old concept. And President Trump calls it Opportunity Zone. And it really unleashes free enterprise on the urban African-American community in a way that has never been done. It's really like Jack Kemp's dream to see this done.
Exactly.
And so...
And who better than Tim Scott? Tim Scott's been a champion of this, and as Ice Cube has said, he took it to both parties. And the Democrats, Joe Biden's team, said, "Hey, after the election, Donald Trump says, come on in, let's talk about it," and did something about it.
Absolutely. And what's amazing is, okay, you mentioned Ice Cube. Both of these guys, Ice Cube and 50 Cent, similar to what Kanye West experienced a few months ago, were slammed and chastised and hated on the social media. All the trolls came after them. In the case of Ice Cube, he was outed, so to speak, by Katrina Pearson, senior Trump campaign spokeswoman, just incredible spokeswoman.
Yes, she's right.
Katrina happens to be African-American herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yeah, you know, Ice Cube, she was all excited. He's helping the Trump administration. He's helping work on this project for the African-American community. And all of a sudden, Ice Cube got the hate.
Yes.
But he doesn't, at least in this case, like other people, he didn't back off. And the fascinating thing about this is the world of hip hop, which goes back to the late 80s when it started, meaning, you know, hip hop rap, has always held up success as something to achieve. Now, they did it in crass materialism, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But the symbol of success for hip hop, turns out, has been long before he ever ran for office, was Donald Trump. It was Donald Trump's brand, and most of all, it was Donald Trump's name. And Donald Trump's name has appeared in lyrics to these hip-hop tunes going all the way back to the late 80s to the present as something to strive for. And isn't that remarkable when we think about the idea of this candidate and his track record that the corrupt media cartel seeks to suppress the president's successes? When do we ever, as a matter of fact, when the president accomplishes something like he just did, a historic peace deal between the Sudan and Israel,
right.
I dare say it's a secret. And it's unbelievable.
Exactly.
The Trump administration. Now, that's just one of so many accomplishments that the media has suppressed.
Exactly. And we've got to go to break, James, and we'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from James Urson after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
God is using the needs brought on by COVID-19 to open doors in Thailand and deepen relationships with people seeking hope. Gospel workers paid weekly visits to a couple they have shared Christ with for 10 years to assist with routine tasks and applications for government assistance. They gifted their friends with audio equipment and an invitation to listen to life's answers as they continue to explore Jesus. God is using these friendships for the gospel. And it's exciting to realize that several years before God opened the door to broadcast the gospel in Thailand, He was laying the groundwork. It's a reminder of the importance of building long-term relationships with the people we want Jesus to rescue.
To read more stories of how the Tide Ministry, boots on the ground in Thailand, are building relationships and encouraging more seekers to embrace Jesus as their Savior, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. James Hurston over there, best-selling author, media and legal analyst, continues with us. James, as you say, look, at the results can speak for themselves. We've heard this over and over again, but it's true. I mean, this president, unlike any other political figure in the modern era, has made promises and he's followed through on them. Now, the media, including Leslie Stahl, would like to nitpick on this and get fixated over a health care issue that hasn't been completed yet, but yet we've got work to do. And the other thing that drives me nuts is that we're told, originally I was told that only 8 million people have signed up for Obamacare. I mean, this thing's all but dead anyway. And, you know, they want to inflate the numbers to, you know, up them up to 20 million people regardless. I mean, we have 330 million people in America. You're talking, you know, a pittance of amount of people on Obamacare, which we knew when it was unilaterally set up by the Democrats. Democrats only. Not one Republican voted for it. Not one Republican was invited to the session to talk about Obamacare. This thing was a mess. Judge Roberts, unfortunately, even contrived and force-fit Obamacare so that it could could become the law. Otherwise, it was going to be rejected on its face. And so he told them it had to be a tax. And they said, well, no, it's not a tax. And the reason they were trying to say that is because that's what they told everybody else. It wasn't going to be a tax. But like everything that had to do with Obamacare, it was so loaded in lies. I mean, over 2,000 pages of one lie after another, along with all the other narrative that you had to, you know, pass it to find out what's in it. If you wanted your doctor, you could keep your doctor. You were going to pay less. But you remember Jonathan Gruber, who said that they had to make it purposely confusing because the voter politic was too stupid, in essence.
Yeah, no. And the big lie, of course, that everyone understands, we have to remind people, if you like your doctor, you keep your doctor, period. Then President Barack Obama said that lie, like, I think 24 times. Mm-hmm. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Those were lies. And everything that he said about Obamacare turned out to be a lie. Mm-hmm. And any time you have people who think they know more than you do, who centrally plan a part of the economy, it turns out to be a disaster. And that's true of health care. The reason the United States has and had the best health care in the world, health care that people travel to,
yes,
to try to get treated, like Mick Jagger did when he needed heart surgery. He didn't go to the socialized medicine in the UK. He came to the United States of America because we have a free market. The reason that our prices have gone so high is because we haven't had a free and informed market. But the amazing thing is, the reason they want to focus on health care is they want to distract. I was talking about the reason that President Trump, before he was president, was associated as a guru of success, as in the Apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's a president of success. Any one of these items would be enough for a legacy. Barack Obama would wish that he had,
yes,
one. For example, America's energy independent. That accomplishment, people talked about it for decades. Trump did it.
Yes.
The deregulation Trump did, record deregulation, talk on the left, Trump did it. The defeat of ISIS, Obama had all kinds of names for ISIS. They were taking over the Middle East. They were creating a caliphate. They're gone.
Yes.
You know, NATO finance reform. NATO was strengthened because Trump twisted the arms of our allies and made them pay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. The improved trade deals, the improved trade with China because we have phase one, but the improved trade here in North America with the replacement of NAFTA, repeal and replace NAFTA. Well, he did it.
Yes.
And we have a new, more just trade agreement. And then the record low unemployment, the record wage growth. There was wage growth under Trump. And then, as I mentioned, the progress towards peace in the Middle East. Now we have Sudan, the United Arab Emirates. We have three countries that have made separate peace agreements with Israel, And it's growing. It's going to be the entire Middle East.
Exactly.
With the exception of Iran.
And that will happen, James, that will happen if Donald Trump is reelected. If he's not reelected, I don't think Biden can make that happen unless he obviously can enrich the Biden Family Inc. Program.
Right. And you know what? There's a secret. When I mentioned the African American community, when we see people like Herschel Walker and my leftist buddy Leo Terrell.
Leo Terrell.
The Grey's Anatomy, African American Isaiah Washington, they're out stumping for Trump.
Yes.
Why is that happening? There's a dirty little secret in the African American community. Guess what? African Americans are pro-life. African Americans are pro-family. And so this president
and they want choice when it comes to education, which the Democrats, there's no way the Democrats are going to give them that.
No, as a matter of fact, the president has been a champion of school choice. He had that one is a promise that is still to be kept because the Democrats block it at every turn because the teachers union hates it.
Mm-hmm.
But the president did deliver special university funding to black universities, prison reform, another one that Obama and Biden talked about but never delivered. And so all of these things are contributing. I think what I'm saying is it's the success that ultimately is going to contribute to this coming victory. That President Trump has a track record of success before he became president and after he became president. He's the quintessential symbol of success, which is why
exactly.
He talked about winning.
Just what you want to do, James. I mean, you got a winning team. You got a quarterback throwing touchdown passes. He's taking you to the Super Bowl. You've got Super Bowl rings, and you're going to fire him, because because you don't like his somehow you question his personality. And of course, then the Democrats are trying to fashion Biden as if he's some sort of stellar character. And you look back and you go, well, here's a guy who's plagiarized. I don't know if he's had an original thought at all. Even Rick Gates or Bob Gates said that Joe Biden hasn't gotten one foreign policy thing right in his entire career. And Barack Obama chose him as his vice president because, his foreign policy chops. I mean, this guy has been an illusion from day one, and so much so they want to keep him that way, so they'll keep him, they'll keep the lid on his campaign and keep him in the bunker.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he's a symbol of failure. Biden is a symbol of failure and corruption, and Americans love success. You remember when Kanye West first endorsed...
We got about a minute left, James. Okay, heads up. Go ahead.
He came up with this term. He said, I admire Trump for his, quote, dragon energy,
yeah.
Close quote. Well, what was Kanye talking about? Well, I think the American people have seen it, that anyone you know that has accomplished things has done it with a perseverance, with a steadfastness, with an ability to bounce back, to punch back, that really is at a very high level. And we've never witnessed a public figure who has that perseverance, has that steadfastness, has that ability to bounce back.
Well, you can talk to Corey Lewandowski and David Bossy. President Trump leaves the youngsters in his wake. He is nonstop energy, no doubt about it. We got to leave it there, and until next week, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, James Herson, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
All right, thank you, Bill. God bless you.
This is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare annual election period is officially here. If you're a veteran considering Medicare options, you'll need to select your plan before the December 7th deadline. While this can seem overwhelming, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, eligible individuals can research options safely by using informational websites, attending virtual educational events, and scheduling one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. Ed Sandrick, Director of the Veterans Channel Humana.
It's important to research your options, especially veterans who have VA benefits, to ensure you're selecting a plan that suits your health needs. Humana Medicare Advantage plans, which are recommended by USAA, include the Honor Medicare Advantage plan. The Honor plan is available to all Medicare individuals in 46 states and may complement VA benefits, as well as provide beneficiaries with extensive coverage.
Visit humana.com/Medicare.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Whistleblower Tony Bobulinski says he met Joe Biden twice and talked about the family business. The 40,000 emails in Hunter Biden's laptop exposes the former vice president of suspicious activities. Mr. Bobulinski tells Fox News he's furious with the lies of Congressman Adam Schiff.
I was hoping the Bidens would do the right thing, or Schiff would retract his statement, but I could not allow another minute, another hour, or day for my family's name to be associated or muddied up around Russian disinformation.
Hunter Biden emails are under investigation by Senate Homeland Security Committee. Ahead of the National Guard arriving in Philadelphia, tensions grew for a second night Tuesday after police killed Walter Wallace Jr. as he approached officers with a knife in West Philly. Police report 1,000 people looting in the city's Port Richmond section. USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Jenny Beth Martin, president, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, is with us. And Jenny Beth, these are exciting days. Days right now, we're in the final days of election 2020. And in many ways, it seems like deja vu one more time, doesn't it?
It really does. You can tell the momentum is picking up for President Trump, and the enthusiasm is certainly there. When you look at the crowds that President Trump is generating versus what Joe Biden is doing, there's just no comparison.
Exactly.
It's enthusiasm and momentum count for anything. President Trump will win.
In my old hometown in California, I got to tell you, in Los Angeles, even down, throughout Beverly Hills and, the famous streets of Southern California, Studio City, there are miles of cars rallying for Donald Trump. Boat parades down in San Diego, over 1,000 California. And then you wonder, you go, wait, is California going to be in play here somehow? Because the enthusiasm, I mean, in some of the obvious areas, whether we're talking, about Florida and Virginia, other obvious areas that, Trump has been able to garner support. But to start seeing people respond in places like a one-party state like California, that's quite telling, Jenny Beth.
It is telling, and it just shows that President Trump has sparked something in the American people, and we Americans are responding to that. And I think part of it is that he talked about in the debate what he delivered for America in the first 4 years of his election, and he talked about how incredible the economy was doing prior to the pandemic hitting our shores. We had the lowest unemployment in my adult lifetime, and yes, it was low among every single demographic group. Now, it's not true that that is where the employment rate is today. It's changed because of the pandemic. But who is going to be best suited to lead us back to those kind of historic lows? Is it going to be Joe Biden, who had 47 years to do it, or President Trump? And I think there's no doubt whatsoever that it's President Trump who can do that. That means every American family will be better off if he is elected president.
Well, if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. I mean, in both cases, put up the record of Joe Biden against Donald Trump. Joe Biden insists that he's going to build it better. Well, he never built it the first time. How can he build something better when he hasn't constructed anything? Whereas Donald Trump, he had our economy going. We were energy independent. We still are energy independent, even in the midst of this pandemic. And we can thank the Trump administration, and Biden has made it clear, whether he says no fracking, he doesn't know what he's fracking. You know, it's just, it's crazy making to follow him. And poor Joe Biden, he doesn't even know if he's running as a senator, a president, or who the competition is. I mean, he referred to Trump the other day, sitting next to his wife, as George, and you could see Jill Biden's look on her face. I mean, she's trying to be like a ventriloquist and send him Trump's name so that he could, you know, get on balance. I mean, really, do you think that he's the one you're going to put in front of Kim Jong-un or President Xi or the Ayatollah to defend American foreign policy, especially when it's rather suspicious with these emails and things that have been coming out about Hunter Biden? It's very, very corruptible and corrupting all at the same time. And I'm sorry, those people that say that this has already been decided, it's been investigated. No, it has not. If anything, it's Peter Schweizer 3 years ago in Secret Empires revealed what was going on. But there's never been any investigation, anything like the likes of like the Mueller investigation, for example.
No, there has not been anything like that at all. What we've seen, in contrast to what happened to President Trump, is the mainstream media just doing everything they can to brush it under the, to sweep it under the carpet and will it away by just ignoring the issue. The fact is, what went on with Hunter Biden and his father, who was Vice President of the United States at the time, is suspicious. It needs to be investigated. Hunter Biden was flying to China in Air Force Two and coming back from China with deals that benefited himself, and may very well, it certainly seems, according to these emails, they benefited his entire family, including Joe Biden. Now, maybe they can investigate it, and at the end of the day, we won't find that that is true, but it certainly appears to be true when you look at this laptop. Mm. And the fact that they just are ignoring it in big tech is suppressing the information shows how desperate they are to prevent President Trump from being the president. They are not even attempting in any way to be fair and balanced. They're trying to tip the scales of the election, and they're using their corporations to do it.
Exactly. And you haven't heard a denial from Joe Biden or the Biden family. That's the thing that's quite telling. The other thing you talk about is that Hunter Biden on an airplane, Air Force Two, last time I checked, that is the people's plane still, is it not?
It is the people's plane. And can you imagine what the left would have done if Eric Trump had gotten on a plane and gone and made a deal for the Trump enterprise overseas while President
exactly.
Trump was president and gotten on, and he had been on Air Force One? We would never have had a moment's rest if that had happened. But the difference is, President Trump was a businessman before he became president. Once he became president, they changed the way that they operated internationally to make sure that they were not doing anything that would appear that they were getting undue influence. That is completely opposite of benefiting off of the tax taxpayer dollars and benefiting off of your position as an elected official and presumably a public servant.
That, exactly.
He's not serving the public, that's for darn sure.
Yeah, how does he have the real estate holdings based on the salary of an elected official?
Yeah, there's so many things there that demand answers, and we're not going to get those answers from the media. But the fact is, we have just a few days, less than a week until election day, and right now we're not going to get those answers. The fact that the media is hiding the information from us should tell you everything you need to know. It should tell you that they don't trust you enough to have the information you need to go make your vote. And they are trying to sway and influence the election. And we filed federal election commission charges against Twitter because we actually think what they're doing is not proper, right, or even legal. Mm-hmm. But we can't leave any stone unturned right now. We have to do all we can to get out the vote in the next few days and make sure everyone we know knows why we are supporting President Trump and why we want him to be reelected.
Well, with over 63 million people already voted early, everybody in the nation is voting right now. Election Day, November the 3rd, chances are it could be a couple of days before we find out who the ultimate winner is. I say relax, it'll play out. But I dare say, Jenny Beth, that of the 63 million people that voted, especially after the second debate and they realized who Joe Biden is, Donald Trump effectively pulled back the veil on the Joe Biden ruse. I believe some of those have voters regret. They're regretting that they may have cast the wrong vote for the wrong candidate.
I think that is exactly true. And we've seen in internet searches that people after the debate were looking at how they could go about changing their vote if they'd already voted. This is a serious position, and it demands a person who is serious about the job. You may not like President Trump's style, but you don't have to like his style for him to do what's right for America. And one thing we know about President Trump, I think what will be his legacy, is that he put America and Americans first.
Yes.
And that's what he always does, and that's what he will continue to do. He's going to stand up for all of us and for our country when it comes to deals, when it comes to tax cuts, when it comes to growing the economy. That's President Trump's guiding principle.
Exactly. And he supports the Constitution by nominating a preeminent qualified jurist who was confirmed, and the Democrats are losing their skulls claiming that, boy, you've got consequences. I mean, how ridiculous and childlike to threaten the voter politic with that kind of language, Jenny Beth. Thank you very much. The Tea Party Patriots Foundation co-founder right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jenny Beth. Take care.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I'll tell you, when you see all the chaos in Philadelphia, everything that seems to be unwinding as we continue to deal with COVID, the political divide, especially after Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed, Chuck Schumer off the rails, and the Democrats, you know, they say, well, we'll tell you once you elect us what's in our heads and how we'll pack the court. Boy, I'll tell you, it's going to be all kinds of fun here, ladies and gentlemen, for reasonable people who want to stay connected to the U.S. Constitution. The president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning, joins us now. Rick, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'll tell you, these ongoing riots that occur, anytime there's an incident in a city, is just unbelievable to me. You cannot have this kind of madness happening in the streets where, I mean, miles away, I mean, on the other side of town, you've got buildings being burnt down, Walmarts being broken into, like a bunch of ants coming and carrying away foliage. You see a bunch of people that somehow feel they're entitled just to go ahead and steal from businesses and steal from the community because that's what they're doing.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the great challenges that a lot of the minority communities have had in the past is attracting Walmarts and other big stores into their communities. And those who are going off and breaking into those stores and looting those stores are stealing 20 years of hard work from community leaders to bring those stores into the stores in those places. And by doing that, what they're effectively doing is they're consigning those neighborhoods to being blighted in the future. That's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And it's not about any arrest. It's not about any shooting. It's not about any of that. It's about people who want society to break down. People who have, you know, in Philadelphia, they voted to cut police funding. Mm-hmm. And the police say that the reason that the officers didn't have the ability to use non-lethal force was because they didn't have tasers because they'd been cut out of the budget. Okay? So we're looking at a situation where those who are seeking to defund the police are effectively making the situation much more dangerous because non-lethal means are no longer being allowed. And as a result, the only way that the police have to stop a suspect and protect themselves, which is part of their duty, is by using lethal force. And this idea that Joe Biden pushes around that they should learn to shoot him in the knee is absurd, because anybody who's ever shot a gun knows, you know, you shoot center mass, because you're not going to, if you're off for center mass, you're still hitting them. But if you shoot at the knee and you miss, anybody in, you know, that bullet's going down.
Yeah, it could ricochet. We'll have a situation like we had at Wendy's in Atlanta, where suddenly you're hitting a car, and now all of a sudden the people that are in that car are at risk as well. Now, the thing is totally idiotic. I mean, but that's what happens when you get people outside of law enforcement, you know, theorizing. And we got a lot of theory out there, and you know, and I imagine for law enforcement, it just has to just frustrate the holy what have you out of the men and women in blue that know differently. I mean, because you know, Rick, I mean, in a situation where you have to fire your weapon, and you've got a perpetrator that you're head to head with, I mean, the hit rate roughly in that kind of situation, according to the statistics, about 40%. So 60% of what the officers generally shoot, they miss the target. So this is why they're trained to go for center mass, is because you know, their accuracy is there, because you know, you got adrenaline issues that come into play. Certainly you got skill level. All these things happen, you know, with the men in blue and women who are trained, and they're at the range and they're practicing and that sort of thing. It's one thing to practice, but another thing when, you know, your life is being threatened.
And it's why they really don't. I mean, this is the secret that the left tries to kind of obscure, is the police don't want to use their firearm. They don't want to use their duty weapon. There's this sense that the police want to go around and shoot everybody. You know, just from a practical perspective, the minute you use your duty weapon, your entire career is on the line.
Exactly.
Every police officer knows that. Mm-hmm. Their pensions on the line, their livelihoods on the line, their ability to live in the community is on the line. Mm-hmm. So no police officer wants to use their duty weapon. But in circumstances where they're being threatened, and they're trained to do so, and they do what their training says for them to do. You know, but it isn't just the Philadelphia and the police situation. We see in New York where they've made massive cuts in terms of the police. We've got retirements through the roof out of the NYPD. And there was a parade of Jewish Trump supporters through the city of New York, and a bunch of radical Antifa people attacked the caravan, threw paint on the cars, busted windows. One gentleman, when an elderly person was being attacked, got out of his car to try to help, and got hit in the head with a rock, and he was in serious condition in the hospital as a result of it. What we're seeing is something that we have never seen in this country before. Mm-hmm. We used to be appalled if there was a riot and some innocent bystander got pulled out of their car and beaten, Reginald Denny, for instance.
Yes,
the Rodney King riots. Mm-hmm. We were appalled because that was unusual. Mm-hmm. That doesn't even make news now because it's so usual for innocent bystanders or people just trying to express their First Amendment rights are being attacked and brutalized by people who have no respect for our system. In fact, want our system to break down or attempting to break down our system. Mm-hmm. And because of cuts, the cops are standing back.
Yeah.
They're standing back because they know if they get involved, they're going and they get any kind of physical confrontation, they could lose their job.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is, and for a long time, Rick, you know, people complained that the police did not reflect the demographic makeup of the communities. But law enforcement you got to give them a lot of credit. I mean, they have moved aggressively to diverse their forces, and to the point that in some cases you have more minorities that are the majority in police forces across the country today. today. Unfortunately, there is this other movement that I don't think people really quite understand. I was watching a video that a friend of mine had sent to me, Trevor Loudon, and it really spells out how you've got these antithetical anarchy forces, whether it's just out-and-out anarchists, you've got BLM, the activist BLMs, and then you also have the tentacles of China involved in domestic violence in America today. All this is running ripe for, you know, this election. I think whoever gets elected, we're going to have problems on the streets of America. We're being set up for this.
I think you're right. Let me make one thing clear. You cannot deal with this by acquiescing to it.
No.
You cannot kneel to a bully and expect them to stop bullying.
No.
And if real Americans are seeing this and experiencing this, or think they're fearful that they will, and it could happen anywhere. It happened in a suburban community in Wisconsin, okay? So it can happen anywhere. If they want to tolerate this kind of violence, then they need to, you know, then they should vote for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
He's the one who's...
Well, vote for Joe Biden, turn in your guns, and assume the fetal position, because you're going to have to count on them. I mean, because what we're being taught, especially what happened with those two attorneys in St. Louis, right? Because they saw, you know, what, a couple hundred people, or at least 100 people, knocking down a gate to a private residence, and they come threatening the owners, the homeowners, and the homeowners have guns in their hand, and then they're the ones that are being indicted?
Yeah, and no charges were filed against those who trespassed.
No.
Yeah, let's be clear. The message of the left is we want to defund the police and we want to take away your guns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, those two things don't go together. And, you know, so at a time when people are going to be most reliant on themselves, because of this defund the police movement, the left is trying to take away your guns like they always do, because they want you to be dependent upon the government. But more importantly, they want you to be subservient to the government. And so the whole kneeling thing, you know, get used to it, because when you've got a president and a vice president whose staff that they hire in the White House and elsewhere have been contributing to the funds to bail out the rioters.
Right.
You know which side they're on, and they're not on yours.
Yeah, if you don't stand now, you're going to kneel later under a Biden regime,
exactly,
no doubt about it. Another thing, too, Rick, Tony Bobulinski was on with an exclusive interview with Tucker Carlson last night.
Yes.
I mean, he gave a press conference leading into the debate earlier, and then here we've got a sit-down with Tucker, and you can see Carlson almost having to put on a seatbelt to keep himself in the chair, about ready to fall out several times, with the truth that hit him right between the eyes from Tony Bobulinski, that in fact he did meet with Joe Biden, and Joe Biden is up to his earlobes in this. And of course, on a technicality, even Jonathan Turley says that, ethically a problem, but legally not, because the attorneys and the bureaucracy of the Beltway or such is they knew how to get around this. So they've got a special dispensation that allows them to divert funds to family members and not commit a crime.
Except for if Biden, as we know happened, intervenes and a company like Burisma, which is paying him, then has something happen which benefits them. For instance, the vice president getting the prosecutor fired. You see, Biden getting paid directly and then doing that is the quid pro quo that would be illegal.
Yes.
And so so you have to show that he did something about it, even though he's getting paid. Because otherwise he was just taking money and not.
Rick, there's a lot of smoke here. It almost reminds me a little bit of when they caught Nancy Pelosi and the congressman, doing insider trading. And Peter Schweitzer exposed them on that. Now, they took care of that fairly quick and said, you know, even the ethics committee, which before said it was okay, said, hey, we got to stop doing this. But in this particular case, because he's running for president, you know, plausible deniability comes in once again. Rick Manning, thank you, sir.
You have a pain in the neck. neck.
Ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?